you must have seen the Alaska Airlines jet that lost part of its fuselage a couple of days ago with a blowout. It was the result of a door plug malfunctioning. Inspections of United Airlines 737 MAX 9 aircraft have shown loose bolts. Multiple aircraft have had loose bolts, which they believe is the ultimate reason for why this door plug flew off the Alaska Airlines jet. As simple as a few bolts. Now, there are now questions about Boeing's 737 MAX aircraft, the MAX 8, the MAX 9, and whether or not it will erode confidence in those aircraft. James Nixon is author, speaker, and a retired A380 captain. James, good afternoon to you.
G'day, Shane. Look, last week you rang up and you asked me, how do we stop the people being scared and get them on the airplanes again? Well, we've got to stop having crashes and incidents. This, it's not good for business.
This doesn't help. Let's start with the fact that of today's breaking news that United Airlines has found in its 737 MAX 9 these loose bolts. That seems very concerning to someone, to a layman, that these bolts are loose and that can cause the door plug to simply fall off the jet.
Yeah, and you only have one job, you know. What did you do today? I had to tighten the bolts. Well, listen, this is not a plug. Let's not stop calling this door a plug. It's a cork. If it's a plug, we've got plugs in our bathtub, and we've got plugs in the emergency exit doors over the wings, and we've got plugs in the main doors. The door is bigger than the hole. If it was a plug door, it would still be in the door frame, and we would not know about this. This is called a blank, or it's a blanked off deactivated door. And so what they've done, instead of having a plug, they've got some lugs holding this thing in place. And it's a very intricate system using four big bolts. And the bolts have different safety capture bolts. And a few of those, in fact, five of them out of the 90 or so United Airlines planes have been found to be loose.
James, if there's a spot for the door, and this might seem very simple, why not just put a door there?
Put a door in it. That's a very good idea. You're clever, Shane.
It seems so simple.
A MAX 8, which is what we've got in Australia with Bonza and Virgin. Virgin's got three. They've ordered 11. They've also ordered 25 of the 10s, which aren't out yet. But the MAX 8 is not long enough to need one of these extra doors. The MAX 9 is a bit longer. And there's high-volume airline operators and normal airline operators. Alaskan's a normal airline operator. If you've got a huge number of passengers in it, you need an exit door between the wings and the rear door. Alaskan didn't need that. They said, no, we're not going to have people crammed in. We just want the normal overwing exit doors and the rear doors. And so Boeing put this blank in between where it's no longer needed as an emergency exit.
But it doesn't work. At least it didn't in the Alaska Airlines example.
That's right. So just put a stupid emergency exit door in it. It's not that hard, is it, really, when you think of it? So that's what's going to happen now, because you can bet that the NTSB, they found the door. The door's been found in a back garden. And the window's not even broken. So it's landed in the back garden. They've got it now. And you watch, they'll make it mandatory that they're going to have to be plug-type doors like the overwing exits.
Yet here you and I are speaking, not working with the FAA or the NTSB, and already come to that conclusion. I want to ask you about Boeing for a minute, James, because you have the incidents involving the 737 MAX 8 in Indonesia and Africa. It leads to the grounding of the aircraft for a significant amount of time. This is the one that is operated by Virgin and Rex here in Australia. Now you have this incident with the 737 MAX 9, which again is a brand new aircraft, and you have the president of Emirates Airlines, arguably the most powerful executive in the airline industry, Tim Clark, coming out and saying about Boeing, quote, they've had quality control problems for a long time now, and this is just another manifestation of that. That's a huge whack from such a powerful airline official.
Yeah, he used to be my old boss, great man, and so I agree with everything he says. I mean, but let's talk about the Dreamliner. They had troubles with that as well. In fact, the first Dreamliner, when it was grounded the first time, the production manager retired, or he left and gave up, and said, he said, Boeing will never make an airplane in different locations again in the world. They'd gone to the 787 was made all over the world, and they bring them back together, parts back together, and they assemble them in Seattle. Well, they've gone and done it again with this plane. The plane's made by another company, Spirit, in Wichita, Kansas, and then they send them out on trains over to Boeing to be final assembly. And so they're still doing it. They've been doing it a long time. They've had problems with fasteners on all sorts of models. They've stopped and started the production line a number of times. They keep going back and having to redo work, even for brand new airplanes. In December, they put out, the FAA made them go to the operators of 1,300 airplanes and make sure they tightened the bolts, tightened the bolt in the rudder control system. Yeah, you're right. They've got some problems.
So would you feel safe getting on a MAX 9 or a MAX 8? Should passengers feel safe flying on these aircraft? Or could you understand if a passenger, especially a nervous flyer, has an upcoming flight on a MAX aircraft, that they might be a little bit hesitant?
Well, you know, you're asking a pilot of an A380, and we, all pilots only are in love with the last plane they flew. So it's not fair to ask an Airbus pilot what he thinks of other airplanes. So you'll have to ask somebody else. But look, there's a lot of planes up there, Shane. There's 9,300 right now up in the sky with like a million people are up there. It is so remote to have this incident, to have any incident, like the one we had up in Japan last week and also for this one. It is very, very rare that you have an incident with an aeroplane. Normally it goes swimmingly, absolutely perfectly. And it's just that it happens these days. We've got lots of people with cameras, lots of people with phones and cameras. In fact, two of the phones that fell out of this plane have been recovered by the NTSB and they're working still.
But James, with the Boeing, it just seems the fact that it continues to happen to the Boeing 737 MAX aircraft. I mean, you know better than anyone, of course, what happened with QF-32 and A380. That doesn't seem to have diminished or put the fear into people around the A380 as what these stories, I think, are doing for the 737 MAX. It just doesn't seem to have the confidence of people. And even Qantas has said, no, we're not buying new Boeing aircraft. We're going with Airbus. I mean, that's significant, isn't it?
I think it is significant because Boeing have always had the order book of Qantas since the beginning of the 707 came to Australia. The thing about the Airbuses is, well, the Airbus A380 incident was an engine problem, whereas these are airframe problems.
Yeah.
So I think that's a problem. You know, if it was just an engine problem, you could blame the engine manufacturer like they did with Rolls-Royce and Qantas 32. But this is you're talking about the most popular aeroplane that has ever been made. And so, of course, you're going to have incidents because there's so many flying the Boeing 737. The only problem I have with it was it was certified before John and Yoko moved in together in 1967. So we're talking about a very old design that has had many, many, many iterations to it. And sometimes it's like putting a Commodore engine in an old E.H. Holden, maybe.
I remember Boeing used to have the saying, if it isn't Boeing, I'm not going. It just seems as though that phrase has started to erode in recent years.
Yes, well, just remember, if you're in an aeroplane, fasten your seatbelt and keep your seatbelt securely fastened at all times, like we do up in the flight deck.
Spoken like a true captain. James Nixon, wonderful to chat. Of course, you can read James's work at jamesnixon.com, an interesting insight into air travel. James Nixon, author, speaker, and a retired A380 captain.